the great Bobby Belt.
Bobby knows ball. Hey, let's talk ball. We're the ball knowers and we just talk ball.
Hey, all right, who are we impressed with out here in Oxnard, California? Who are we a little concerned about? Let's talk about it here in Below the Belt, which is sponsored by D&M Leasing. You can check them out at dmautoleasing.com. As we've finished up all our practices that we're going to witness while we're out here in training camp. What's the big overriding on-the-field takeaway that you've seen here? Is it a shoddy impression? Is it something with a player? What stands out as we prepare to leave Oxnard, California? Yep, get that mic on.
Uh-oh. Sorry.
Boy, we should have that as an over-under.
George Pickens is bigger than I thought. I thought he was just this stringy, wiry guy. He's not. To me, Ferguson looks like a beast. It looked to me like he even gained weight. I know he lost weight. And you know who looked like a unit out here? I feel like RJ in this segment. Jonathan Mingo.
Yeah.
I'm like, that guy looks like he looks like a beast physically.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
He's made some plays.
Yeah, he's been good. Tommy Yarsh talked about it, was that yesterday or Tuesday, where he said he thought he's made a case for third receiver.
My most surprising player is Trayshon Holden. To me, he's produced the highlight reel out here.
Yep.
The wide receiver, number 7. Ezeraku feels like he's matched all the draft hype that y'all gave him. He has absolutely matched it. And yesterday, he was fantastic on the G-Bag Nation when he sat down. And the Diggs thing is even uglier than I thought it was, and we all knew it was pretty ugly coming in. Like, it's the Micah thing, I still think is kind of like public theater to a degree. Mm-hmm. The Diggs thing feels really ugly, and Trayvon, it feels like, is going to be out of here after this season. Last night did not help. You know, all the cap, no cap, our last ride. Trayvon saying 7-11 together. I do think it's important to relay. I did ask someone pretty high up with the Cowboys about my theory that they are worried about Micah being too close to Trayvon, the influence, and that got dismissed pretty quickly. So I think, RJ, you said you wouldn't be worried about it, judged by the company you keep. And someone told me, no, we're not worried about Micah after he gets paid, and we're not worried that he's so close with Trayvon. So I'm relaying that, because that was a theory of mine of why they would be afraid to pay Parsons.
Look, the whole Trayvon, I get that's what's probably going to stick with me through most of what's going to stick with me after this week is just the Diggs situation. Like, that's really what it's going to be for me. And yesterday had nothing to do with it, with him somersaulting, doing the old moonsault into the end zone or whatever, and landing on his head and kind of hobbling off the field. It's just, obviously, I do like the Micah Diggs that they have a good relationship, and I'm glad that it's that they're not worried about that. I'm glad they're not worried about that affecting either one of them.
All right, so I've got a bit of a game here for you guys, as we are the ball knowers of the roundtable, as this segment has been rebranded, thanks to D&M Leasing for sponsoring it. I'm gonna throw to you baller, which I know you love, baller or bench warmer. So there's going to be no middle ground. I'm just going to give you a player, and you tell me if you think they are more likely to play like a Pro Bowler this year or more likely to play as somebody that you might need to put on the bench. So these are guys who could be a little bit in between. First name here. Terrence Steele.
Ugh. I'll lean towards bench warmer. I have not been studying the offensive line though, you guys do.
The question is, like, who you
Lyle Collins working out?
Yeah,
working out. Lyle
Ezeraku has been across from Terrence for a lot of the reps, so that might be the baseline.
I'll lean towards bench warmer.
I think this coaching change is going to be good for him. I think he's still coming along and he's still figuring things out. I think he's going to play well this year. So I'm going to say he's going to be a baller. All right, next one here.
Even though a rookie is giving him a hard time, according to you?
To me, that is the most toolsy, advanced rusher that was available. Like, that's a guy who I think is ahead of some, I think he's ahead of some veterans in terms of the way he rushes. So to me, it's just a guy who is quick, nimble. And you were saying it yesterday. You were surprised at how small Isaraku.
Yeah.
Like you didn't think he. You were like, man, he's smaller than I thought he
was.
Well,
that also.
Uh-oh, ring.
Uh-oh, what was that?
Alarm.
Oh, okay.
That's our guest. That's my guest alarm I had set for the top. My Miles Sanders alarm, and I'm happy. I'm happy that we're actually not getting Miles Sanders, so Eric Chiafalo can't hold that over my head. Let's get cut eight, Peyton, from Isaraku sitting down yesterday with the G-Bag Nation talking about defensive matchups.
Yeah, I was fine with moving all over the place. Yeah. You know, at the end of the day, in a game, it's a matchup game.
Right.
And I think I'm comfortable playing on both sides of the ball.
Right.
So, you know, you might have set some things up on that right side, but, you know, they're run heavy on the other side. So, you know, let's get some action. Let's go on that side. And then, you know, you might get back to the right. Like, I'm comfortable on both sides of the ball. So that's just something that I've always done. And obviously here I plan on doing the same thing because at the end of the day, it's a matchup game.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and I mean he's somebody who they can use him in a lot of really versatile ways. When Mike has been out of practice, that he's been kind of filling the Micah role in terms of where he needs to be. So he's kind of been like standing in as Duke participating in that role and like being the guy that move around a little bit. But he's going to have a good season, I think. All right, baller or bench warmer, Jake Ferguson. I'll say just right off the bat, I feel much better about Ferguson after this week than I did heading into it.
Why?
Because I think you're seeing a guy who is locked in, has the confidence back, looks a lot more healthy, and is becoming a savvier route runner.
Did you last year during the season in the locker room get a read on the confidence going away or being shaky?
I think it's just he didn't have confidence in his health. I think he was banged up all year. And so I think it just...
No, I know that. I'm just saying, did you get that in the locker room to be able to compare it to him sitting down with us out here?
Yes, yes. Not that he lacked like personal confidence. I just think he lacked. I think it was obvious that he felt like he was not what he needed to be, and I think that was kind of emanating from him.
I'll go baller.
Baller. I mean, he can't be a bench warmer because they just paid him. So like.
Not literally go to the bench.
Yeah, literally.
What does he play like?
Yeah, no, he'll play like more like a baller. He's not going to be a bum.
We haven't talked about Schoonmaker one time out here.
Yeah, I haven't. I mean, I haven't noticed him much.
You haven't noticed him?
Mm-mm. No, I mean, like, it's just
he's Michigan guys.
He's kind of been just anonymous. next one here, baller or bench warmer? Sam Williams coming off the big time injury.
Sam Waller.
He's the one that everybody just feels like is always waiting for. Like, man, we want him to be so. Everybody just is like thinking that 10 sack year is coming. It's like,
I'm gonna lean towards baller. I've noticed him a couple times out here. He had the hit of the day yesterday to me. He popped somebody, and he let everyone know about it as well. So I know he can have those mindless penalties. I know it hasn't totally clicked yet. I'm going to lean towards baller for Sam.
Well, if he's a baller, you got a log jam there. You got a lot of guys.
Yeah. Rotate. Rotate.
Maybe they could then trade for an edge rusher to put in with that, kind of like the Rangers did yesterday with starting pitching. That's a good idea. Just keep doubling down on the string.
There you go. And yeah,
and I haven't heard one thing about Fowler out here either. Not one.
No.
Not a tweet.
I mean, no. I've seen him a couple times. I've noticed him. But yeah, he's again. It's just they are deep there, and a guy we've mentioned so far who was not thought to be one of their better pass rushers. He's a good run defender, but Marshawn Nealand's been really good out here, and that is probably the strongest area of their team is their pass rush.
Baller.
I'm going to say bench warmer
Sam.
Yeah, if I have to say he's going to play once, I think he'll be fine. I just don't ever think he's going to be what people thought he was going to be. It's not the type of player he is.
I see his athleticism a lot more than Mozzie's. I'll tell you that.
Here's the next one. Trayvon Diggs.
Oh, baby.
So, watching Diggs run around makes me feel like he's going to play a decent amount. That's just judging him, even though you saw the fall yesterday.
Yeah, I saw the video of it.
Recap that real quick.
He was running. He had a helmet on, running like into the end zone, and did the old Reggie Bush dive, tuck, roll, and landed awkwardly.
I'm going to say... Oh, this is tough because I'm just wondering whether Trayvon's chip on the shoulder, locking in the edge, auditioning for somebody else. I'm weighing that versus the emotions that I think he has going on upstairs, and will that drag him down and cause him to check out and not tackle? So I'm wrestling with the Trayvon upstairs feel. But I wasn't a big fan of Diggs like last year in terms of his game anyway.
Yeah, he was so coming off the
like injury. I feel like he gives up way too much cushion. I don't think he's got the speed. I don't think he's got the quickness. I think he gives up the obvious big play. I'm hoping that the edge and the FU mentality has me considering baller, but I'll lean bench warmer.
I'm gonna go bench warmer. I think that's a bad situation. I don't know how much he's going to focus this year. He's still coming off of another injury. The injuries are starting to pile up. I'm going bench warmer. Next one here.
I'll go bench warmer real quick.
Yeah. Okay, I thought you
he's
said
got
it.
Sean and RJ.
Yeah, he's got a big.
But this is the ball knowers of the round table. Okay,
he's got a big bag of nothing. He's got a bag of money and a bag of nothing.
Trayvon Diggs is acting around here as if he didn't get paid.
I know.
That's what's amazing, and he is. He is attaching himself to this Micah storyline, and like I could understand. I know they're boys, but you're acting like you're not making $20 million a season. Okay, you got docked $500K. Like, move on. You're still getting 19.5 or whatever. You got paid.
Yeah,
they paid you, and he's got this arrogance and this chip as if he is not. He's like taking Micah not getting paid. Too personal, it feels like, on his own.
Yeah.
And I know he's got his stuff going on with the front office.
Yeah, and to be fair, they roped him into that discussion almost publicly. But, like, he did stand up there and he did wait it, but that was after the Jerry press conference, where Jerry kind of pulled him in as being part of the discussion.
Yeah, but it also started, but it also happened because he didn't show up at the facility, and they wanted to preach accountability for that.
Yeah. Last one here. Let's go with this one. Dak Prescott.
Bench warmer because Joe Milton's the baller.
Baller if he's healthy. If he's healthy, he's going to – him, I'm excited about the offense. If Dak Prescott's healthy, him and Lamb and Pickens are going to put up big-time numbers.
Yeah, I want to win a championship.
I'm going to say baller. I think he's going to play well. I don't think it's going to be the prolific numbers of 2023.
Why?
Because I think what we're seeing out here is –
I'll tell
an
you this.
Offense that's going to be scaled back a little bit from what they were doing in 2023. They do want to run the ball. They do want to, I think, kind of move strategically down the field with some stuff in the flats, some stuff in the shorter passing game. I think they want to be a little quick hit with some of that.
I'll tell you this, and maybe it's skewed because you see him throw these passes in these one-on-ones, and Milton's right there, and it just looks different. It looks like he's Kellen Moore out there just, throwing Tua change-ups into the wind with some ducks. I don't know if his leg not being under him. Maybe it's not under him yet. I don't know.
Maybe
it's skewed, but his arm looks weak this year.
No, I just don't think they're. I don't think they're pushing him. Right?
That may be true.
They're ramping. They're trying. They're not trying to push very hard.
All right, there it is.
Ball knowers of the round table.
It sounds like we all need to like sit around and like Professor X over here in what was formerly Below the Belt on DFW Sports Station. It is our training camp coverage live from Oxnard, California, brought to you by Treeline by Hillwood, Greystone Roofing, and WildForkFoods.com. Final hour from California with either California. A surprise Cowboys guest or RJ's trade deadline Diamond Cavs on the home of the Rangers next.